Hello, and welcome to The Real Short Box. And tonight we're going to be talking about comics and cartoons that we wish were made into summer movies.
Hell yeah. Bonnie, I feel like maybe you should hit yourself in the face with a cream pie and then pop out of the fridge and go, hello!
Hey!
Today, yes, we're talking about, you know, like a little Mrs. Doubtfire action. By the way, has any of you seen Mrs. Doubtfire on Broadway or off Broadway? I guess at the what theater do we have? It's not the Palladium. Pantages.
Pantages.
Yeah. I have not. I hear it's really good though.
Yeah, I feel like I fucked up and I saw the wrong show.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. It's okay. I went to see Mr. Doubtfire.
I've heard some of the music because it came up on my Pandora station that I was listening to randomly.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, the music's all right.
Pandora's still open for business, huh? They still exist.
Yeah. Or it might have been Spotify. I listen to both. It might have been what I was listening to.
I got so mad at Pandora, I sent them an email. And I was like, look, guys, I'm so tired of your commercials. It used to be every 10 to 15 songs. Now it's every 3. And I'm going to stop listening to you. And they responded back.
I feel like that's more Spotify. I don't get that many commercials on Pandora.
That's weird because I just played Spotify for the first time today on my laptop and I got 0 commercials. Hmm. It played 50 songs straight through without commercial.
On occasion, Spotify will do a whole like, listen to this, you know, message for 1 minute and then you'll get 30 minutes of interruption free.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah, all the streaming platforms do that now. I don't know about Amazon, but Netflix. Amazon Prime does it. Hulu does occasionally, where if you click on a commercial or an ad and you watch it for 2 minutes straight, you don't get any commercials the rest of the show. Which is great, but annoying too. Oh, well, look at me. My name is Bonnie. I have a money tree in the back.
Only on Hulu.
I need Hulu. Let me just go to the money tree in the backyard to get enough to get commercial-free Hulu. Wow. Wow, Bonnie.
Don't be jealous, sir.
Must be something
That's the
nice.
Only one. That's the only one that I am commercial-free on. Mm-hmm. Everything else. Well, Netflix, too.
Son of a bitch. That too?
I'm grandfathered in with Netflix.
Oh, my God. You can't get grandfathered in.
Yeah, you
There's
can.
No such thing. What? Is there?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about that, Bonnie.
When I signed up for Netflix, there were no commercials, and I still don't have commercials.
You better be careful. So. Don't say your last name on here, or they'll find you. Don't say that last name, Bonnie. Don't say it.
Anyways, moving on.
Moving on. Let's talk about these movies. Now, you guys were talking about, when I popped in, you guys were talking about Rainbow Bright, and you both seemed super, well, actually, Kevin seemed way more excited than Bonnie about the idea, which is interesting.
A little bit.
Kevin watched a lot of Rainbow Bright when he was a kid.
No. The only reason why I was telling Bonnie this is that Barbie movie did so well last year. I figure if you want to, you know, keep tapping into IP, why not go to Rainbow Bright?
And we looked it up, owned by the same company, Mattel.
Yeah, Hallmark was the original owner, but they sold it to Mattel.
Isn't that weird? Could you ever think that Hallmark would own Rainbow Bright?
It makes sense. The original cards back in the day, I do kind of remember that. They were like Hallmark cards that had the Rainbow Bright characters in them. I do kind of remember that.
My name is Kevin. I've got a great memory. I hang out with Bonnie, who has a tree made of money in the back.
Well, it's a very interesting combination.
Yeah, Kevin, you can get it produced now with that money tree she has.
Yes.
I'm definitely on board with the idea of Rainbow Bright as live action because I think she would look fantastic as a live action character. I just, I'm not quite sure what the plot would be.
I'm telling you right now, I
don't remember anything about like the Rainbow Bright cartoon series. A cartoon series.
There was.
I don't remember anything about it though. I just remember having a Rainbow Bright doll and having a Rainbow Bright like bedsheet set.
You know what's better, though? What would be a better movie? Would be not Rainbow Bright, but it would be Light Bright. The movie.
Light Bright?
Yeah, remember the pegs and he created images and stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay. I remember that.
I swear I heard something within the last couple of years about a Light Bright movie.
Oh, no shit. Hang on.
I could swear.
Is there a Light Bright movie?
Maybe I'm wrong, but something about that sounds familiar to my brain.
Oh, it brought up Night on Earth, All Nighter, By Light of Desert Night, Night Comes On, Light It Up, View of Terror. Oh, that's interesting. Good Night Light, Twelfth Night, Night Shift, Night Light, Light Year, okay, Good Night Opie, Midnight Run, and Friday Night Lights. Midnight Run, I should actually watch. I've never actually seen it.
Friday Night Lights is a pretty good movie. And Light It Up, that was in there. That is a fantastic movie.
I'm going to light that up.
Yeah, watch it. It's dramatic, a little heartbreaking, and very current to today still, even like 20 years later. But
these are some very interesting names, the characters from the Rainbow Bright cartoon. Besides Rainbow Bright, there's a character named... There's that. There's Twink. Twink, who's Rainbow Bright's loyal friend and personal sprite.
Not gonna work.
Starlight is the egotistical, loving, talking dinosaur horse. Then there are the Color Kids.
Oh,
Red Butler, Lala Orange, Canary Yellow... Patio Green, Buddy Blue, That's Indigo, not. Shy Violet, Tickle Pink. Wow.
Shut
Tickle
it down, pink. Kevin. Shut Tickle it down.
Pink. Wow.
Here's a car crash.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Oh, stop it. Stop.
Yeah. Was that terrible?
Wait. The villains, though. The villains. Murky Dismal, Lurky, Monstro Merc, Robot Bright, The King of Shadows, The Dark Princess, Count Blog, Sergeant Zombo, and the Glitter Bots.
I'm Sergeant Slotto and the Glitter Bots.
Sergeant Zombo and the Glitter Bots. Zombo. Wow. Oh, wow.
That
goodness.
Sounds like
That's
an album
funny.
Name. Like an album.
It does.
Name.
Is it literally Sergeant Zombo and the Glitter Bots? Or were they saying and also the Glitter Bots? Or are they a package deal?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing, actually. I want to see Sergeant Zombo and the Glitter Bots. But I feel like that's a band name.
I changed my position. I'm
The large golden robots are charged with keeping the sprites of Spectra under control by order of Sergeant Zombo.
Oh, my good Lord.
And Glitter Bots enslave prisoners through ocular hypno beams powered by large crimson jewels embedded in their skulls. You know what? This might work.
That could work. That would be a really interesting live action villain to see. Glitter Bots.
This could be. We could be onto something, guys.
You know what? If I'm Mattel, you know what? They should put this in development. If Barbie was a big billion-dollar hit, you never know. Rainbow Bright, if done correctly, you might have something. You might have another follow-up.
Yeah.
Hasbro has G.I. Joe and Transformers doing well for them in the movie. Well, more Transformers in the movie realm.
Right. So, hey. They keep trying on G.I. Joe, and I get that. But we are getting, from what I hear, Thundercats.
Yes. It's and been developed for years.
That's Mattel.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
Because it's Masters of the Universe and Thundercats are the same company, right?
So I don't think so. I think Thundercats was from LJN originally, but then I don't think they exist anymore.
Did they go company. Hasbro?
I'm going to tell you in 1 second. I'll look it up.
Maybe it's Hasgirl.
Hasgirl.
Oh, boy. Kevin's looking it up. We're doing a little research, guys. Research. Doing some stuff and looking up things. Research. Finding out the truth of what we're talking about. It's research.
Was that purposefully set to the melody of America? Fuck yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I had that in
my
head.
Oh, there you go. A sequel to Team America. How's that?
Well, yeah, but that's not really a cartoon or a comic.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah, that's right. LJN. LJN was like the original.
I would love a sequel to Team America. That would be great.
But Kevin.
Yeah.
So who could make it now? I mean, who owns the rights? Is it Mattel? Is it Hasbro?
You know, I remember, if I recall, Warner Brothers, like, they own...
The film rights, but who owns the figures? That's ultimately who's going to say yes or no.
From what I'm seeing here, I see Bandai as another one that made them. Yeah, it might be Bandai at this
point. Who owns the rights to the Thundercats? I'm going to figure this out, guys. Don't worry. Well, yeah, Warner Brothers, it pops up that too, you sons of bitches. Warner Brothers Entertainment. Yeah. But who owns them?
Donald really wants to know.
Damn it. It's not telling me. There's an ad, though, at Nosh. And you can get Pacific Original Hemp Non-Dairy Milk for $1.99.
What does that do with Thundercats?
I don't know. It just popped up on an ad on my phone after I was searching Thundercats. I don't know. What the hell? Where I get all this weed shit? I don't know how I get all that.
Well, Thundercats, if that's done correctly, now, as you know, I hate the Broadway play Cats, and I didn't bother watching the live-action version adaptation of Cats in theaters. I heard that was terrible.
The butthole cut.
I mean, yeah, nobody really cared for the... Very few people actually cared for the Broadway show in general.
But but that's what's disturbing. It was on for years and years.
The Saturday Night Live skit where they were talking about how like the Cats were ending their Broadway run, and it showed like some of them were dying and some of them had like really bad fleas and they were just crippled, and it was hilarious.
You know what? I was clapping too. I was cheering that on.
I bet you were. Would you tell them to their face though?
In this case, yes, I would. Especially after how mean that big Jericho cat was to me when I was a kid. Okay. Absolutely, I would.
In real life, after the play, or like
during the intermission.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went up there.
So you went to see it?
Yeah.
In New York?
Yeah, I went to watch it at New York, and during the intermission.
How old were you? 35.
Probably 9 years old, I want to say.
Okay.
So during intermission, like, you know, people are going up to get autographs and whatnot. And so the big leader, Jericho Cat, snatched the paper out of my hand and signed it. And he just gave me like a dirty look. I'm like, okay, what'd I do to you? Yeah, just
your
being mean.
Your 9 year old presence displeased him.
I guess so.
Cats are very bratty and shitty, though. So maybe, it's going to sound weird, but maybe he was staying in character. Yeah.
Well, I didn't remember him doing that to the other people he was signing autographs for, so I don't know why he was doing that to me.
Rude.
Don't recall that.
In the play, was he mean to a black cat? Just a thought.
No, I don't recall that.
No? Okay.
I do remember some of the cats were dancing very provocatively. I do remember that.
Well, did you dance provocatively when you came up to him and had him sign that?
No, I didn't.
Were you like, belly roll... And then
this is how a
girl dances, and then you hand it to him. Did you have your own pole? Were you riding the pole, and you arched back with your left leg up in the air and your foot with the heel on, and hand him the program for him to sign?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, just check.
How do you always get so far off the rails?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it. We could be talking about children that need homes from orphanages, and Donald will talk about
just give them corn on the cob primarily.
We could be talking about Little Orphan Annie
and
yeah,
corn. Yeah, orphans eat a lot of corn because corn's cheap, but also corn is genetically modified in the U.S. So there really is no nutritional value to corn, period, in the U.S., which is super sad because we are the largest corn distributor in the world. So we're distributing bullshit all across the world, all across the globe. Disgusting, right, Kevin?
Yeah, we subsidize the corn and they make it into different products, corn syrup and everything else.
Gross.
Yes.
Just gross. Where were we at? What were we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Thundercats if it's done correctly.
Oh, Thundercats,
awesome movie if it's done right. I mean, Mumm-Rah, you got the makeup right, the powers right, actor.
Who's your favorite of the underlings? Was it the lizard guy, the hyena dude, or
Actually, it was Vulture Man. It's actually Vulture Man.
What was it? There was a vulture too? Oh, yeah, there was four.
Vulture Man.
Yeah. There was the vulture. You like the vulture?
Yeah, the Vulture Man was cool.
I really like the vulture too, but I think I took a shining to the Monkey Man.
Oh, Monkeyan.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Monkeyan? And I could tell that these voice actors were having a good time recording their lines. Because when he would laugh, he would have like the monkey.
That's why I liked him.
You know, it was just
he had that very distinct Yeah, he had that very distinct laugh, and I was like, wow. And I think the Vulture was like, yeah.
And also Jackalman. Jackalman would also
would
laugh.
Have like a
yeah, some real hyena laugh or something.
Yeah,
like
Lizard
that.
Didn't really have much either. I think those and the Vulture were the two weakest.
Well, Slythe. Like the, so yeah.
Slythe, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know the name.
Now, of course, Mumbra obviously would have his powerful.
Oh, yeah, Mumbra's laugh. Great. Yeah. He had the power of the mummy.
Yes.
The mummy laugh. So if Thundercats comes out, right? Let's say it happens, a live version of it, which is going to be fucking weird for starters. You're going to really have to wrap your brain around it in order to enjoy it. I don't think it's going to do well. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just a snap judgment. But if Thundercats is a hit, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. How fast do you think it takes them to option the rights and put it out a Silverhawks movie?
Oh, it'd be quick. Real quick.
Right? Because first of all, you're creating a universe. Because now you can intertwine the Silverhawks within the Thundercats.
And I guarantee you, they'll copy the MCU model. There'll be a crossover movie with the Thundercats and Silverhawks. You best believe they would do something that.
Yeah. And they have to put somebody else in there too, some other team. So we have to figure out some other company or like whoever created the Thundercats and the Silverhawks has also had to have created some other brand or some creation, right? You would think. So there's probably a third. There's almost always a third. But I digress.
Oh, yeah, there is. Tiger Sharks.
There we go. Boom. That's a Sunday hit if I've ever heard one. Tiger Sharks. Holy shit. That's a blast from the past. You ever seen their comic? It's crazy.
Yeah, so that would be it. That would be your crossover. You would do a movie for each characters or each team, and then you would have a crossover movie with all three characters or try to take the three villains, whatever you got to do, and bring them all together for one big
crossovers. Kevin, why haven't the Smurfs and the Snorkels? Why haven't the Snorkels appeared in the Smurfs movies? We've had at least two question. Smurfs movies, right? Why don't we get Snorkels?
We've had two He-Man She-Ra, team ups.
True.
So you're right. How come Skeletor and Hordak, they've gotten together? Yeah, it's true. How come the Snorkels and Smurfs never got together?
Right.
Or I got another one for you. How come Heathcliff and Riff Raff were never in the same scene together?
You know what I always wanted to see was a Heathcliff Garfield crossover.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool, but different companies, unfortunately.
Like, I could see Heathcliff and Nermal, like, kind of almost getting along, and Garfield hating that, mm-hmm. and then, like, teaming up with Odie.
Would Garfield want to team up with the Alley Cats?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, I think Garfield would finally accept Odie as, like, his number two, you know, his henchman or whatever, and be like, I need you now. More than I've ever needed you. And he's like rubbing his back. And then Odie like arches his back up and he starts rubbing his butt. And he's like, okay, buddy. Okay, enough. But the dog doesn't ever want you to stop. So he just keeps moving his butt further and closer to closer to Garfield's hand and like making it awkward and shit. Like dogs do in general. I feel like cats do that too, though, sometimes. Like if they want you to pet them, they will get pretty aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Riff Raff. Riff Raff was kind of dressed like a pimp, I noticed. You know, he had like a cane, he had like the hat, he had like some.
Yeah, he pretty much was a pimp. Yes. Yeah, he definitely was a pimp. Speaking of pimps, what about the Care Bears?
You know, I think we discussed this before we started recording. When I mentioned Care Bears with Bonnie, you popped in the last minute. Oh my God, Kevin, Care Bears, Seth Rogen, and something you were saying.
I think Seth Rogen produces it, yeah, because it's exactly what we wouldn't think. And it would be like the Care Bears came from the imagination of these potheads. Mm. And they're like, holy shit, did we smoke too much? Did we imagine them? Or did we get a bad batch? Are they real? That kind of thing. I think
so. All of a sudden, they'll see cloud cars.
And I mean, their superpower is the Care Bear stare. And if we're talking about a group of stoners, they're just going to sit there and stare hard at you. So.
And also. They drive the cloud cars, you know? They have the cloud cars. They dissipate when they come to Earth.
The smoke cars, the cloud cars, yeah. Jesus, this couldn't be more perfect.
That probably could work.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, it wouldn't really be for kids, though.
Child-friendly.
That's okay.
That's what I'm saying. It would be PG. Movie.
You can make it PG-13, I think, still, with pot paraphernalia, right? Because it had to be R.
Maybe gummies? I guess you want to go in that realm then, maybe.
Gummy bears,
there you go. Jeez. Gummy bears,
yeah, but that's Disney, so you can't cross that
over. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, they come out.
You can't call them the gummy bears. You can call them cinnamon bears.
Yeah, they come after you if you did that.
Yeah. It's weird because gummy bears in general aren't trademarked. So anybody can make gummy bears, right?
Right.
And they literally call them gummy bears. They're gummy bears.
Yeah.
No one's trademarked that actual name that I know of. I could be wrong. Rarely am, but it could be. Just saying. But right? Like, isn't it weird how some names, like Skillsaw, that's a company, the skill company that makes the saw. And it's like a, what is it? It's a rotor saw. It's some type of saw, particular type. But everybody just calls it a skill saw because they were the ones that perfected it. The skill company. So you'd be like, just hand me the skill saw. Although they make other types of saws. It's really weird. Band-aids. You go to the store and be like, oh, I need some band-aids. You don't go, oh, I need some bandages. Oh, I would like some bandages, sir. Hello, sir. You have bandages available. Now, everybody's like, give me a band-aid, please.
Yeah, I feel like if you walk in saying bandage, people are going to give you like an ace bandage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And with gummy bear, I don't know. How does Disney get, like, control over that? Maybe if it just looks like those characters or something and it's not related to the food. So in that instance, why couldn't somebody just take a gummy bear and make a movie out of the treat, out of the delicious treat?
Yeah.
Just fold it in with the Care Bears then. And that's perfect for the potheads.
Yeah.
And even if it's not PG-13, if it's R, I think anybody that knows who the Care Bears are at this point are able to watch R-rated movies. Let's be realistic here.
Way I mean, past if they could make date. Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, then they could make a rated R Care Bears.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be scary. You mean Care Bears, when they're staring, they're actually, like, killing people and blowing them up when they stare at them?
Like Lucky Bear, for example. Okay, so Lucky Bear has the four-leaf clover. He takes a puff, right? They're like, here. Oh. And Lucky Bear takes a puff. And then suddenly, magically on his chest, the clover turns into a weed leaf.
Into a pot leaf.
Yeah. And he's so what, like, whoa. So
what about the sad bear who has, like, the cloud, the sad cloud and the rain on it? Grumpy bear.
Grumpy bear.
I don't know why I'm thinking Stormy Bear.
That's yeah, Grumpy Bear's right.
Yeah, Grumpy Bear. Yeah, what would Grumpy Bear do?
Well, Grumpy Bear couldn't turn into Happy Bear, or what was it? It was Bright Side Bear or something. There was Tenderheart Bear. Tenderheart was basically the leader, but Grumpy Bear was the pessimist. So Grumpy Bear could be like...
Well, he's kind of like the Eeyore of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess we can't call you Grumpy Bear anymore. And he's like, I guess not.
Oh, by the way, was Eeyore in Blood and Honey? I'm just curious. I don't know.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I didn't want to ruin my childhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So we did Thundercats, Silverhawks, Rainbow Bright. We talked about Care Bears, Tenderheart Bear. We have, let's see, what did we talk about? Jetsons, maybe?
Jetsons would be a lot of fun because they did the Flintstones like 30, probably about 30 years ago or so.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be cool to see a Jetsons live action movie?
It would be pretty amazing to see a Jetsons live action movie.
They did the first one with John Goodman being Fred Flintstone, which I thought was perfect. And Rick Moranis was
Barney.
Barney. Right, which was great. And then they followed it up with the sequel, which they went to Vegas. And it was the guy from, he was from a TV show, but I can't remember his name, but I think he was also from the Full Monty. But maybe I'm wrong. But it was this British dude, and he played Fred. And he did a really great job, too, don't get me wrong. And then Stephen Baldwin played Barney, if I recall. And he did pretty decent, too. I wasn't complaining. It's just the story really wasn't there for the second one. It didn't do as well. So they kind of canceled the franchise after that. But it would be cool if they pivoted and was like, look, you know, we went back in time. Let's go forward. Let's go with the Jetsons. We've never had a Jetsons live action.
We have not.
It's time. We've had Scooby-Doo. We've had Flintstones. Let's get on this Jetsons, guys.
And after all, and honestly, we're now living.
I think Domhnall Gleeson would make a perfect George Jetson.
Or you know who else? Cillian Murphy.
No.
He would work too. No. But you would have to, you know, dye his hair red.
Yeah, he looks like
he's already a ginger.
Oh, wait, I know who you're talking about. Yes, he would be perfect. Yes, yeah. Bonnie, that's a great choice. Great choice. We're talking Harry Potter type
and
stuff,
then,
right?
Star
Wars, Harry Potter.
Star Wars. He wasn't in Harry Potter.
I thought he was in Harry Potter, too.
Oh wait, no, he was. He was Bill Weasley.
Yeah, like the oldest or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the oldest Weasley brother.
He just popped in. Hello, guys. Look who's me.
Yeah. And since, he was the one that was attacked by a werewolf and married Fleur Delacour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And since we live in the 21st century, yeah, they should do a Jetsons movie now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the perfect time.
It's ridiculous we don't have one.
Just recently passed what everybody has decided was George Jetson's birthday or possible conception date. Mm-hmm. That was last year, I believe.
Wow. It's also really stupid that we don't have flying cars by now.
Well, technically, we do. They're still in development. The sky cars, they're still in development. It's just there's a lot of regulation that's going to have to be involved and perfected.
Well, I feel like we got to get those Amazon drones up and running first.
Oh, no, that's going to
be
a
big, like,
that'll be first.
Did you see, like, a lot of 4th of July celebrations did drone lights instead this year of fireworks?
Last year at Comic-Con, don't you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I saw some videos of that. It's pretty interesting. Crazy.
Yeah. Very crazy, but also very cool. I really liked it. There takes a lot more skill and coordination with that, I think. Sure. So it's more of a technical thing, and it creates jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, that's good.
Who would do the voice of Rosie? Who do you think would be a good voice for Rosie, the robot? Oh,
Carol Burnett.
Yeah, well, if she's willing to do it.
Yeah. She's still alive.
Yeah, if she's willing to do it, I guess.
Sure, it's a great choice.
Yeah.
What's her name? Selma Hayek.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Different, right?
Yeah, I like that actually.
Come out of left field.
Yeah.
Well, with the voice.
She's sassy, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And then I think Bryce Dallas Howard would be a good Jane.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, what about the kids? And the kids? Elroy? Who plays Elroy?
Both are played by Jack Black.
What?
Just a thought.
So Jack Black plays Elroy and Judy.
Yes, I think he could do it.
What if Jack Black plays his boss?
Oh, yeah. Spacely? Mr. Spacely?
Yeah.
I'm in on that. I would instinctually go with... J. Jonah Jameson. What's his name?
J.K. Simmons?
I would instinctually go with J.K. Simmons.
That would work.
But Jack Black could work too in a pinch, for sure.
Mr. Spacely?
Yeah, I could see that.
Two very different takes on the character, but yeah. I think they would both be really good.
All right. One other movie I want to mention before we have to close this out. We got a taste of it in one of the films that they made, but we never got a full film on them. I'm talking about the Muppet Babies. I mean, right? Weren't they adorable?
They were.
Adorable. It caused pandemonium. It was Tickle Me Elmo before there was Tickle Me Elmo. It was Baby Yoda before there was Baby Yoda. It was the Baby Planter's Peanut before there was the Baby's Planter Peanut. It was Baby Groot before there was Baby Groot. It was the Muppet Babies.
It was before Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It started it all.
The Babies were fantastic. I loved the Muppet Babies.
Do you stick to like not ever seeing Nanny, just see her legs?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can't show Nanny. No. There's certain things you can't do. It'd be like having a Peanuts movie and having the teacher actually speak English.
Yeah.
Or like Inspector Gadget and seeing Dr. Claw.
Oh, that was a mistake. That was a big mistake.
Big mistake.
That was a writer that didn't know anything about that cartoon. Mm-hmm. And if they did, shame on them. Shame on you, ma'am or sir or whoever wrote that. Shame on you. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Should we look it up really quickly?
Oh, God. Here we go. We're going to call you out, motherfucker. We're coming to your house, bitch. Jeez, Kevin's going to drive by and see where you live. Throw water balloons at you and shit.
Okay,
we're going to shit on your porch.
I think Matthew Broderick might have been
miscast. Harry Aaron and Zach Penn wrote the screenplay.
Wow.
Zach Penn.
I think he wrote one of the X-Men
Olsen
movies.
Is credited with the story.
He sounds familiar, but he also doesn't sound like he knew what he was doing. So embarrassing, sir.
Zach Penn is also
X-Men. Did he do the X? Did he write one of the X-Men movies?
He did the screenplay for Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Shameful, Zach Penn.
And
Ready Player One was all right.
As the story for X2.
Okay, I was right. Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Story,
that's pretty good.
Screen right. Story for The Incredible Hulk. Story for The Avengers.
Okay. Well, he's getting better with age.
Screenplay by him for Free Guy.
That was all right. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it. That was all right. It's like I watched Civil War for the 4th of July. I literally watched it on the 4th of July. I was like, let's watch this. It's about America falling apart. Not a very good movie.
X-Men The Last Stand.
Eesh. Well,
and
I
Fantastic Four 2005. And Elektra.
Oh, nope. You're fucking out, Zach. Take the long walk, buddy. You got to go out there with Judge Dredd. Take the long goddamn walk, because you're done. You're done, sir. Electra,
by the way, I actually kind of like both Judge Dredd movies.
Oh, yeah, me too. They're both great. In different ways.
The one thing
the original did that they should not have done, a big faux pas, was show his face.
Yep, show his face.
Never show Judge Dredd's face.
You know his contract.
You know Stallone, yeah.
Yes, his contract.
But he did a good job. And I did. What's his name? The bad guy. What's his name? Armada Sante was a fantastic villain. I mean, he was great. He was firing on all cylinders. I was like watching it. I was like, who is this guy? And then I looked back and I found, wasn't Basic Instinct. It was the other, it was a cross between two films and it was a parody. Fatal Instinct is what it was called. Oh. Fatal Attractions, Basic Instinct. They called it Fatal Instinct. And it was a parody like you would see Leslie Nielsen in. And it was fantastic. If you get a chance to see it, Fatal Instinct's a great movie with Armada Sante. And Judge Dredd, both of them. I mean, you know, I have a poster of it sitting, the newer one with Carl Urban sitting right in front of me. And it says, Judgment is Coming. It's a great poster. I love the poster. I put it up on my wall.
And Cersei Lannister was in the movie.
Yes, she was. She was a bad guy. Played like the mother or some shit like that, or some character kind of like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, geez. All right, guys. That's going to do us for the time that we have. We want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Stay tuned. We've got many more of these wonderful podcasts available for you. If you haven't listened to all of them, please go check out our back catalog. We do have them available on all the podcast platforms. If you can't find us on a platform, reach out to us. Hit us up on our socials, on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our Facebook, and go, hey guys, I can't find you on this platform. And we will work to get on that for you. It shouldn't take much, but we will get on that platform for you. We do our best to try and get on every platform for everybody that listens on particular platforms. Sometimes we got on platforms just because one person wanted to listen to us one time. They told us this, I'm only going to listen to you once. I want to listen to you on this platform though. And we went out, Kevin went out of his way. We went out, he flew clear to Greenland to get the code, the coding, and brought it back. And then we brought it to our IT guy so he could do the coding for us with that special code to be able to put us on that platform. That's how dedicated we are.
Always dedicated, always willing to go the extra mile.
Sometimes three. But I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to our special guest, Bonnie, for being on as always. Always a pleasure, Bonnie. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And I want to thank you, the listener, for being on and listening to us. Without you, we would feel rather useless. It would probably be just me and Kevin arguing in a corner, to be honest, probably outside of some place where there was a bar and a candy shop. He would be in the candy shop. I'd be in the bar. We'd walk outside. We have an argument. He'd go back in the candy shop. I'd go back in the bar. Yada, yada, yada. But anyway, I digress. Thank you so much, guys. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at an always cheerful, bright, and pleasant comic book shop.